Peanut contracts were being issued earlier this year for $425 per ton for the 2014 crop. Last year this time, they were bringing around $500 per ton. There were some isolated cases of $450 per ton being offered by co-op shellers, but so far, since the new farm bill has been released, all contracts have been withdrawn. One sheller said, if you just have to have a contract, we might let you have one for $400. But the worry right now is, will farmers plant more peanuts under the new farm bill? The new farm bill will have to be released in the next 60 days from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, but it's still unknown exactly how the program will work and how it will be interpreted from what Congress passed and the farm bill was signed. But there is some feelings right now that one stated that $535 reference price was heard by a lot of farmers without understanding the farm base and other influences of the peanut section of the farm bill. Others said that due to farmers having to maintain crop rotation, that very little will change in the peanut world. But that is still unknown right now. There'll be a lot of workshops in the very near future. The question is, what will happen to the cotton base? Many farmers have a cotton base, but that will be changed to a generic base in the new farm bill and can be switched over to other commodities on an annual basis. Some shellers are worried that we will plant too many peanuts, and that could cause the market to go down, and farmers would qualify for a payment next year if the price is too low. But right now, if peanuts don't average $535 per ton nationwide, then they'll have to make a payment the next year. Last year, the average price of peanuts was around $602 per ton and would not have qualified for any type of a payment. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.